You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
They're saying I should think stuff like this. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
Practice.
Check 1, 2, 1, and 2, and 1, 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 blah. Welcome to another installment of Positive Cynicism. I am your host, Chad Smart. You can find me on Twitter, at Chad Smart. It's very simple. You go to your Twitter machine, you type in the little at symbol, which is shift 2, or if you're using a mobile device, it's right there. And then it's simply CHADSMART. So you can find me on Twitter, as I just said. Hit me up, let me know what you think of the show. And I'm getting this all out of the way at the beginning, whereas most people like to save it for the end of the show, but I like to be different here. You can also head over to Facebook, to the Positive Cynicism Facebook page. And we don't have an Instagram page. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram. It's at VoteSmart. But I'm still trying to get in the habit of using social media better to promote the show, to promote whatever brand that I'm trying to build. So far, not really working out that well. So still work in progress. But I believe I still have 9 months left in the year to live up to that New Year's resolution, so we'll see how it goes. If you are a faithful listener of the show, you may remember a few episodes back I mentioned that I am going to be doing a half marathon in October, and I have yet to start training for that. It's been a little cold here in Los Angeles the last few weeks. You know, when I get up at 5 in the morning, it's been like 50 degrees, and that's just way too cold to go out running. So hopefully in the next few weeks I will start the training process, but I will be setting up a link on the Facebook page, Positive Cynicism on Facebook, where if you are so inclined, you can help donate. My goal for I'm raising funds for St. Jude's, and my goal is $1,000. I figure that it's a little lofty, but I have faith in humanity that friends, family, random listeners of the show will help me reach that goal. And if I reach the $1,000 mark, then I get my entry fee waived. So basically, either I get to run for free, or I just upped my entry fee from $60 to $1,000. So we'll see how this plays out. But keep checking the Positive Cynicism Facebook page, and it'll probably be up in the next week or so. More, and I will be giving more details on future installments of Positive Cynicism. And almost messed up and sent you over to the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page, which hopefully the information will also be there. Kevin Hunsberger, the host of My 1-2-3 Cents, I'm sure I can grease his palm and get him to put the link up. All I have to do is tell you how awesome he is and why you should be listening to My 1-2-3 Cents. He likes the little ego boost, but definitely be checking out his show. It drops on Mondays. And listen to Greg Mahochko's 5 Heartbeats, all about Nebraska Cornhusker sports, and Nerds United here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. And speaking of nerds, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say nerds and superheroes go together. Next week on the show will be the second installment of Question Everything, and my guest will be a friend of mine who she, along with a friend of hers, do a podcast called So Is He Captain America? And it's two girls who know nothing about superheroes watching superhero movies and then giving their commentary on the film. It's an interesting podcast. If you know superheroes, you might want to stay away. It's a good listen, but definitely you're going to get some, you know, basic knowledge being overlooked that if you are very diehard into the superhero game, might frustrate you a little bit. But we're actually recording that interview after I finish this podcast recording. So I'm curious to see how that goes. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, and you will want to come back next week and check that out. Again, the podcast is So Is He Captain America, and I'm sure you can find it on all your podcasting platforms. Now, getting into this week's show. And I, you know, last week, again, time is so irrelevant in the podcasting world. We need to come up with a better way to express episode releases and hiatuses. I did not do an episode between the last Wonder Why episode and this one because, one, I'm still trying to figure out formats for the first 2 weeks of the month. I'm trying to come up with a good theme. I haven't come up with one yet. If you have any suggestions, you can always hit me up on Twitter. But this week, I still, going into the show, I really didn't know what I was going to talk about. I normally record on Sunday nights, and then so I can get the show to Greg by Monday, and then he can have it posted on Tuesday. And I really didn't know what I was going to say, and this past weekend has was a little, not rough, it was just very busy. I had some personal things going on with a friend of mine who was in the hospital. And I will just take this time now to say what I was going to say at the end of the show. And that is, hospitals and medical visits can never be overlooked. If you feel discomfort, if you think something might be wrong, it is best to get it checked out early, and instead of waiting and letting things build up. And so I'm going to say, go see your doctor. That's my health advice for, or your life tip for this week. Anyway, back on topic. I didn't know what I was going to talk about this week. I am struggling. I'm sitting here by myself, which I also don't like doing. I prefer to have banter and conversation, and, you know, maybe, oh, which will take me back to the fundraising part for the marathon. If there are, I think, four tiers that I have set up with the donation, and two of those tiers, $50 donation or $100 donation, will allow you to come on Positive Cynicism and share the podcasting glory with me. So keep that in mind. And again, the money is not for me. It goes to help sick children. And if I can exploit sick children to profit this show, or not profit, but to promote this show, I would like to think of better ways to do so. But hey, I'm trying to work something here. Well, anyway, I still had no topic for this show. I didn't know what I was going to do. And then I saw a tweet on Monday that kind of caught my eye, and it kind of spurred a thought process in my mind. So I'm going to try to verbalize those thoughts and see what happens. But I was on Twitter, and I don't know who liked it or retweeted it. Probably was Kevin. But it was from a tweet from Conrad Thompson, who hosts two of probably the most popular wrestling podcasts out there. What Happened When, it's his show that comes out on Mondays with former WCW announcer Tony Schiavone, where they discuss old world championship wrestling events and performers. And then on Thursdays he co-hosts Something to Wrestle With Bruce Pritchard, which talks about Bruce's time working for WWF, now WWE, and kind of analyzes events or specific years of performers. But I don't listen to the show like I used to because they got to be a little too long for my taste. So I don't know the situation. I don't know what has happened, but Conrad had tweeted out, he said, please don't attack anyone on social media on behalf of what happened when Monday. Tony Schiavone and I are trying to entertain you, so please let's keep the negativity and hate away from our show. We'd rather have fun. Please do not threaten or troll anyone on social media. So, again, don't know what happened. I'm assuming there were some critics of the show that fans of the show decided to tweet some not so nice and kind things to. But his quote struck me, and I thought it was a little too long. So I retweeted and just said, just read the first 7 words, which are, please don't attack anyone on social media. And this is a thought that I've had for many, many months and have been planning to do on this show, but hadn't really thought of the focus. And I don't know if I have one tonight. So this will just be a stream of conscious thought. And that is, I am on social media. Obviously, I keep pimping my Twitter handle at ChadSmart, but so far, no one's listening. But I'm not, I'm on social media, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. I don't actively engage most of the time. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see like most of my tweets are either random nonsense or it's just Kevin and I insulting each other back and forth. But I normally don't reach out to anyone. I think other than people that I know, the only people that I even somewhat reach out to on a somewhat, what is the word I'm looking for? Regular, that's it. On a somewhat regular basis would be Tom and Jim's Top 5, one of the best podcasts around, and co-host of that, Tom Skull, who was my guest last month on Question Everything. But I would like to say that Tom and I have become friends, but you know, we're social media friends, I guess. But other than that, I don't engage, and I've always questioned why or how people do choose to engage on social media. I know I am not one, if you met me in public, I am not a very talkative person. I am very introverted. Shocking that someone on the internet is introverted. But until I get to know somebody, I don't feel comfortable just laying out thoughts, opinions, ideas, philosophies on life, whatever. So I may see something on social media and I may have a thought or a comment, but I don't act on it. But even if I did, one thing that I try very hard not to do is not to engage in a negative manner. If I see someone who posts something that I disagree with, if I were to engage, it would not be to attack. It would not be to ridicule. It would be more to try to engage in a discussion. And I've said that's the purpose of this show here. Anytime I have a guest on, if we're discussing a social topic, I'm going to try to have someone who doesn't share my opinion, who has a different viewpoint than I do, because I would rather have someone that I can have a discussion with to try to understand where two different people, where their view is and where they can come together to maybe hopefully agree. But I would never attack because I just don't understand the purpose of using social media to attack someone that I don't know simply because they voiced an opinion that I don't share. One, I have better things to do with my time. Like, if I'm just sitting around waiting to go off on someone or to attack them, like, there are so many other things that I could be doing in life that would be more This is why I don't do shows by myself, because I get tongue-tied and can't think of words, and it makes for a lot of dead air. There's just so much more to do in life than to sit around attacking others. But I think it also comes down to this newfound attitude that we have in society, and I think social media has escalated it. I don't know if it's always been there, if it's something that, like taking pictures of food, like, is it just a byproduct of the fact that now you have access to talk to more people, or is this something that has been building up in us as a society for generations, and now we just have the means to act upon it? But it seems like every day there is a new social media outrage. And I know I fall into this trap too, because I read social media. I read articles online that are very directed basically towards fanning the fire of outrage. And I don't know why I do it. I wish I could stop. But there's that, it's kind of an addiction thing that I have, to where it's also just common news boards or message boards, where anytime you have people discussing ideas, there's always going to be those that don't agree. And so I don't know if it's the case of the squeaky wheel gets the oil, or he who shouts loudest gets to be heard. Or if it's just a simple fact of, I can say something, or in this case, anybody on the internet can say something to someone with no ramification, because there's no face-to-face interaction. Look, I know I'm not saying anything new and thought-provoking here. This has been going on. I'm just trying to, I guess, mentally understand for myself what is the fascination or obsession with attacking people. And not even attacking people. Let me rephrase that. What is the obsession with posting negative online? Like, why not focus on something positive? You know, here in America, we currently have a president that is not very popular. And it seems like every day I go to Facebook, I go to Twitter, I see someone has quoted or shared an article about something that he has done, and then commented. You look at the comments, and there are so many negative or hateful comments. And I'm like, why spend so much time being offended? Why not do something better with your time? And, you know, I've said that before here on the show. You know, I always end each show with, do something positive. And that just, you know, I don't know. It's very odd. This whole week has been one where it's been kind of trying on me. And so maybe this is just my soul cleansing podcast here. It's, why not do something good? Why not, you know, instead of sharing an article about something that you dislike or something you're offended with, find something that talks about the good of humanity. Post that. Like, I just don't get it. And I'm not saying, like, turn a blind eye to anything you don't agree with. Actually, I'm very much the opposite. I think you should find what you dislike and find those people who share that opinion, not the dislike opinion, but find someone who has the differing opinion of you, and engage in conversation. Because right now we are at a time where, and maybe I am wrong, maybe this is the byproduct of the media, social or mainstream, it feels like we are such a separated country, a separated population, that and it's so interesting for me, because the majority of my friends and I don't share a lot of the similar opinions on political, on religion, on social again, tongue-tied. But those things aren't issues that keep us apart. We actually focus more on what binds us and what we have in common. And if we do end up in a conversation about the differences, like, I don't think I've ever had a conversation. That's a lie. What I was about to say was a complete lie. For the majority of conversations that I have with people who have differing opinions, we very rarely do we change someone's mind. The best way I can hope for, or that I've seen, is you get, you know, each person to say, okay, I don't agree with you, but I hadn't thought about it that way. Or, okay, I can see where you're coming from. I may not agree with that opinion, but it is so, again, I'm coming back. I'm going to be repeating myself, and I apologize. It's where is this desire to spread negativity? What is it about our society that makes us so inclined to go negative? I don't have any answers, and I really don't have anything. I don't have any original thoughts or anything new to share. I am frustrated by what I see in our society. I don't understand how we got here. I don't understand why we want to be this way. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope what I am seeing is a small percentage of the actual population who is going out there and doing something good, who is spreading good cheer or good vibes. Like, I hope social media is actually the 1% of our society that wants to be hateful towards each other. That's all I have for this week. I don't know. Next time I decide to do this, again, there will be someone sitting across the table from me. We'll have a discussion. It'll be more entertaining. And yeah, I don't know. So with that being poorly said, again, let me know, you know, if what I'm saying resonates with you in any way, let me know. Because you know, if you have a good reason for trolling people online, attacking, let me know, because I would love to hear someone explain why you put out negative comments online. But until then, I implore you, once again, do good in the world. Spread positivity. It can be anything from, you know, giving a homeless person a dollar to, well, it can really be anything. Just do something positive. Just do something good and spread. You know, I believe positivity is contagious. If we all just start acting better, maybe we'll see a difference in the world. One can only hope. But until then, question everything and do something positive.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.